Magnificent effort by Paul Gallen to lead the Sharks over the Warriors. It was a hell of a game on the weekend, but we'll backtrack to last Wednesday first and we'll get that loss out of the way. It was a spirited effort by New South Wales. They nearly got there. They had the opportunity. G'day, Gal.
Hey, boys. Yeah, it was a close game, but yeah, once again, that's cigar, as they say, and it's another year gone.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately, mate. I felt for you. We're in the crowd. It was a great atmosphere, all for Queensland, obviously, and you did have your opportunities. And it's just must be hard to walk off at the end saying that to yourself, that, you know, if Jennings hadn't have just touched it and Frizzell had come over and scored that try, it would have been 20-20 with a kick, probably 22-20 with, you know, not long to go.
Yeah, that's right. That's what, you know, the game comes down to moments like that. And, you know, unfortunately, I suppose somehow they're managing to get it done. And you know, same as in game one, you know that JT Link took a penalty goal and, you know, we missed our goal. It's just these small things that are, you know, I suppose, deciding the result at the end of the day. And, yeah, I mean, I think we did really well to get to where we were. I mean, the start of that game, the first 20 minutes just felt like we tackled. And, you know, after, oh, sorry, the first 15 minutes, then I think after about almost 20 minutes, it was actually 4-4. And, you know, they got that, I suppose, lucky try right, you know, 5 minutes before the break that sort of would have given them a lot of confidence. And then, you know, as you said, to our credit, we fought our guts out in the second half, but, you know, just it wasn't to be.
Gal, how was your head after you were dropped on it by Sam Thido?
Yeah, I've got the best neck as it is. I do get burners at times, and in fact, I did have treatment on it the coming days after that to play on Saturday night. And look, I think, you know, I'm not one to bag players or you know, get involved in the judiciary process, and I certainly didn't. But the fact he got 2 weeks for that, I think he's very lucky. That he's a, you know, for me, that's a definition of a spear tackle. It's called dangerous throw these days, but I was in a dead set spear position. I was vertically upside down. Mm. You know, thankfully, you know, I come out of it okay, and I'm not hurt, because you know, you don't have to look too far back to see those things go wrong.
Mate, 1,000%. I cannot believe the NRL go on about duty of care and about concussion and shoulder charge and all that stuff, and then you get speared into the turf like that, and he gets 2 weeks? I just think that's criminal.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. It's a matter of you, McGorman.
I think it depends on who it's done on. I really do. I mean, Wade Graham told me in his judiciary process when he was in there, all the talk from the prosecutor was the fact that it was Jonathan Thurston. Now, you know, if that wasn't Jonathan Thurston, I've got a feeling Wade Graham may not have even been charged. So, you know, I certainly think it comes down to the players at times. I really do.
Gal, I reckon Corey actually helped you there. I reckon he dragged you.
Your big sports breakfast colleague.
If there was more downward push and I reckon you're in, or you didn't have your arm, which I think that's what happened to Alex McKinnon. He didn't have the arm to support you. You could have been, it could have been anything. So you're very, very lucky, mate.
I did see that. I have seen a picture all week where Corey's clearly pulling my jersey back. Look, it happened so quick. You know, I've got to say, I highly doubt whether Sam meant to put me in that situation.
No.
But look, it happened, and thankfully I'm okay. Like,
absolutely.
That's the main thing, and I played on Saturday night, and you know, we got a win for the Sharkies.
Gal, can I make a suggestion?
What's that?
I think you and Gus need to go and have a beer.
Maybe you should tell Gus that.
I will. You can drink it out. Drink this out.
I don't mind. I'm quite happy to do that, and I think you should be telling Gus that.
How do you put it in perspective now, Gal? Because it's we've obviously commented on those remarks and the fact that he's, I suppose, he's calling for the halves to have the say in things and calling the senior player group, which we assume you're one of, being the captain, as selfish in the New South Wales team. But I mean, the fact of the matter is, there's not the experience in the halves combination in New South Wales.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, guys. What's this mean?
It's
a very open-ended statement. The senior players are selfish. Are we trying to justify the way we play? Are we selfish at training? Are we selfish on the field? Like, we don't know. I've spoken to Robbie Farrow about it. He doesn't know. And, you know, I suppose we need a bit of clarity as to what he means. And, you know, I suppose the only people that can answer that question, I'm not going to come out and say, yeah, I'm selfish, I'm a prick, I'm this and that. I probably shouldn't have saw them. But, I mean,
you know, I think the only people that can judge me on that is my teammates and my coaches.
Absolutely.
And I think they're the ones that should be asked the question. Now, I think two of them have been in the recent week, and they've both, you know, answered it, that we're not. So I don't know what else I can say about it. I really don't. I'm at a bit of a loss to the whole thing, to be honest.
I don't know. I agree. It's a typical Gus being cryptic. It's almost like the inference, though, is that you and Robbie overplay your hand or you try too hard. And I've asked Robbie about this in the lead up to the first game. I put this to him and he said, you know, maybe that's right. Maybe I do try to do too much, but I'd rather be accused of doing too much than not enough.
Yeah, but I think, as I said, I think it's a question for our coaches. Are we not playing to the game plan?
Yeah.
Then that's what needs to be asked. And look, I can absolutely tell you that we are playing to the plan. That's the same as when I play at Cronulla. You know, I play at Cronulla and, you know, I make big metres and I make lots of tackles because that's the way we play at Cronulla. We play a power game through the middle. We don't have the same game plan in Origin. We play a different game. And, you know, I go out there and do my job in the team. And if I wasn't doing my job, I wouldn't be picked. That's as simple as it is, I think. And as I said, I'm just at a bit of a loss to where it's all at. You know, Gus is absolutely entitled to his opinion. He's paid for it. He's well respected, that person in the media. And as I said, there's I can't do anything else about it.
Yeah,
yeah, it must be confusing though, Gal.
Have a beer. That solves everything.
Yeah, so long as you don't have too many, it might end up in a row.
Then it can go the other way.
Gal, last one on Origin from me, mate. What would you like to see happen for Game 3? Do you want big change or do you stick solid still?
Well, I don't know how many more changes we can make. I mean, there's been 11 new players this year from last year, so that's...
Yes.
Yeah, you're talking the majority of the side there. I suppose the only players that, you know, older players that can go is myself, Robbie and Greg Bird.
Yes.
You know, maybe Michael Jennings might start coming into that class because he's a bit older as well. But look, I got Laurie last year in when we did the review of 2015, and I said, Loz, mate, if you want to go in a different direction, I'm quite happy to retire from football. And his reply to me was, mate, I'm going to pick the best team possible.
Yes.
And if I'm not the best player, I won't be there. And, you know, I think my club form is showing that, and that's all I can do. Play good for my club football. If I get the opportunity to play for New South Wales, I'll do my best. Now, going into this game, I'm not going to make myself unavailable, but if Laurie still thinks I'm the best person for the job, yeah, I'll be there. If he wants to go in a different direction, that's fine. I can handle that as well.
Let's switch to the Sharkies. That was a very emotional minute silence before that game against the Warriors on Saturday night, after the death of a great man in Greg Pearce. And you guys came out and played very strongly in his honour. Got there in the end. It was 11 in a row. Tough game. But still did enough to win, Gal.
Yeah, exactly right. First year on Greg Pearce, so that's, you know, as you said, he was a terrific guy. I was lucky enough to get to know him. And when I first signed with Cronulla, he was a person that my dad told me about. He captained Australia, and you know, what a wonderful player he was. And I received a really nice text message from his daughter throughout the day, and he was such a good bloke. So I did send him a few video messages over the past couple of years because he has been struggling with it for a long, long time. So, may he rest in peace. He's a terrific guy. But, yeah, getting back to the game, it was a tough game. The Warriors were there to play. There's no doubt about that. They played really well. Like, right across the park, they had blokes like Bodine Thompson and Madalena. They were really hard to handle. Their wingers went really well. And as I said, to their credit, they played tough. But we just hung in there and got the win in the end.
It's looking good, mate. You're finding a way. TK's not here, but I'll say it. Like, across the paddock, Gal, your personnel, you've got some great form lines.
Yeah, we do. We've got a good squad. We know that. We've been building for a couple of years with it. And, you know, we've got these young guys coming through and realising how good they are. And, they can score tries, but they're tough blokes as well. They can defend and do the gritty stuff, which is what we need to do on Saturday night. It was a tough, gritty game. It's a big, you know, solid side, and as I said, the way we just hung in there for the whole game, and you know, we had a couple of things go our way, which you need every now and then. We've had plenty go against us over the years, so you know, that penalty try that was awarded to us, we you know, we got that go our way, which sometimes you need a bit of luck. And yeah, as I said, thankfully we hung in there and got the win.
You got a big game.
Jimmy Maloney is a great field goal.
He munged it over.
We didn't set it up real well. We had a great field set all the way down the field, and then for some reason we had a crack at the edge, or we should have set up for the field goal. And he had two or three blokes pressuring him. He managed to step a couple of times and get it over. So it was very well done.
Well, you'd be pleased to know you're $4 favourites with tab.com.au to win the premiership.
That's not a mock. Not a mock right there.
No, not at all. And you've got an easy one on Saturday night. You're up against the Eels at Southern Cross Group Stadium, and who may or may not have Semi Radradra in their team.
Yeah, well, look, as a fan, I hope he comes back and plays, because he's a type of bloke you want to watch play. But as a Cronulla player this weekend, I don't mind if he has a bit more of a break. But he... Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Hopefully he does come back, obviously, for the game. I think it's important for the game and for the... Now, this is a team sport, we've got to remember as well, and he's got 16 or 17 other blokes relying on him to come back and do his job. So hopefully he comes back and he's out there, but look, it'll be a tough game. They're a good side. I know they've lost a couple of players because of what's happened to them, but they're a very good team. It's going to be a tough game.
Admiration for backing up after Origin, all you blokes, Gal. So well done, mate, and thanks for this morning.
Thanks, boys. See you later.
Good stuff. Paul Gallen.